and Reel 2.
Have you got any more memories of the trenches? Have you got any more memories of the trenches?
The trenches? Oh, aye. Well, as I said, that's pretty up in it, you see, the trenches. And if you got slightly wounded, you wipe the fire line altogether, but you can hear it, that's all. And you come down to the end, France, see? And you get better, you see. You can examine again. But some might get down the line, some might die. Well, they bury you near, you see. And when you go up, you should do a training, you train every day, for about a fortnight, past year, I mean you say like, and once it comes down, and there's a big shed. And there's over there, there's where they used to bury him. You done the training, and when you got back to where you are, then they used to pick so many out to go back. And I was one of them. And just a bit. And when you open this barn, it's really full of what dies. You get them out and you have to carry them up where they're getting buried. This thing comes down there. Oh, I forget some things as well.
Did you have to dig the graves to put them in? Did you have to dig them those yourself?
What?
When you took the dead men to be buried, did you have to dig the graves?
Oh no, there's a lot of digging the graves. They was passed to go, but that fits the fighting, you see. And when they were in the boxing, you just got them out and carried them up to him. And play the last pull, then come back to the boy.
How did you keep clean in the trenches?
Huh?
How did you keep clean in the trenches?
How clean?
How did you keep clean yourself?
Oh, aye. They couldn't do nothing like that. No, you went to fight the place, you see. They might dig them trenches, like digging them. It would be them still up, but not fighting, you see. I should fill the trenches. Oh, aye. And you took some food up. You see, you might have a tin of this or something or another. Swap. Oh, aye. Just hang down.
You say that you played the mouth organ.
Oh, aye. Well, the thing is, when we had a mass, that's for the galley, you know. I found out. I used to play it, and my officer bought me a boat about a year on. And when you went on the route mass, you see, in front, them right in the back, we shout out, shout up the band, the officer. Get it out. We bought and put it out there. Now it's keeping all right in the front and it looks so far. Then I just relax. But once we got out for a walk, why? I'll tell you what happened. I see that. I believe I did. Tell you that. Why? But, I never dreamt. I never dreamt I was going to live that easy. You had the family. No.
Did you get lice in your clothing in the trenches?
What?
Did you get lice in your clothing in the trenches? Lice. In your uniform, when you're in the trenches.
Oh, aye. I started on the day the boom started. See, I found the first shot. And, what is it now? Yes, and I finished when the war stopped. I had to hang my coat back in, keep me on clothes. Well, I never got my clothes when it first started. You get the out of the jacket or the trousers short.
What were your officers like?
What?
What were your officers like? Were your officers good men or were they
strong? Oh, the officers. Well, yes. Especially that colonel. When he told me about the level of mass, you know. He had an officer come, that's what he wanted. Because when he said go, he didn't go with him. He told me what to do. Go to your hut, take your pack off, and just put your belt down and see how you're going home on the knee or something like that there. So I did. And then when I went in, he said, you wonder why I picked you out for. Well, he said, because you're a smart looking young man. Like he said. And then he says, I bet you have two girlfriends. Good girl, just for young luck. I said, I just smiled a bit. Now, when he says, just for 5 minutes, give it a hand. Shepherd, you want to know why I picked you out? Because he said, you're a nice looking young man. He said, I bet you have a few girlfriends. You know, don't. Because what I had to do was, and he says, look out. And I went back. So look out, he says. There's an officer coming. And he was poor, right? He wanted this officer to, what was coming. You see, he now he had somebody take him a cup of coffee over and stuff like that. And he'd clean his buttons and She was never there. That was like before you sleep. I had a nice party, but the finishing officer come around, I had to go back to the ranks. You see, fit. And I had to go on back one day. We was out on a lovely day. We went to the march night. The colonel was there. And when this halt, take the packs off, you know, you sit down for 10 minutes. And he was walking in this, down the street, in the country, like now on the street, with his hand behind. And he had a stick or something. No, others. And I was looking. And I knew directly, I was looking for me. They triggered me. They stopped. And it says, I was going to get up like this, you know. Don't keep sitting. How is he? He said, you know. And they said, like, well, keep him going, you know, just like that, you see. So what happened was, you see, I went like, you know, and then he said about this man looking out at his office. And when they talk there, oh, he said, so what he done was, he waved to me, the girl, and when I got up there, you know, like, just die, cut it out, give me a hand. You wonder why I picked you out, like, you know, and they tell me. So, oh, I like to go then. He's out, like, talking, and he saw me, and he waved his hand. When I got up, you know, the saloon, what did I tell you? Cut it out. We just pals, friends. My last program.
Do you remember the names of any officers?
Oh, no. I didn't forget. I might tell you one that might be wrong, you see. What is it? No. That was all right, like. Oh, I enjoy it. I never thought it. But just now, I'm troubled with the. This guy. Can expect me to see. Because I knew. That's nothing to do with it.
Do you remember being shelled in the trenches?
What?
Do you remember being shelled in the trenches? The Germans firing guns at you.
Oh, that was good. I'll admit that was as good as ours. On the right-hand side, if I pick them. But where I was facing, where I done wrong, you see, I just sort of let him see, instead of me putting my head up straight, I went like that to see. Because my officer told me, don't you do that anymore. If you lift your head up straight, I'd have got the bullet straight in. I just went like that. That passed me.
How many times were you wounded?
Oh, I was wounded. I only like wounded twice. But the last time I went, I could make it out. They asked you what part is on the ship, you know. I don't know, it was Dover or wherever. But when they asked you what part of the country you live, they write you down. Well, naturally, I thought it was going to Norwich. Oh, Christ. When he come out, made a number. Aberdeen. Good God. Rudder's rough, you know, and all right, yeah, there's no. The doctor lived in the village, pulling cart. That's only two knots from behind, no shed and not enough, but just then. His wife or his horse, sometimes he had a brother, you see. She'd be in all of his, sometimes he had a man. To start it, get in, stop it, you see, you see. But, he's all right. Oh, I've been a many years now.
Do you remember seeing any tanks when you were in France?
What?
Do you remember seeing any tanks? The first tanks that came out, were you with them?
What?
In France.
In France. Mm-hmm.
Did you see any of the very, very first tanks that were built in France? You didn't, obviously. No, I didn't. Did you remember which battalion of the Northumberland Fusiliers you were in?
Yes. Northumberland Fusiliers. Yeah. Oh, I got you. I think it was the 5th Battalion. Then, there you see. Oh, I.
Do you remember whereabouts on the Somme that you were? Were you told where you were? On the Somme?
Oh, where you went up, where you got France. You see, they give it out. You see, you're going to Germany. You see? Oh, I. Well, I did first say about it, but I was sad again. I got a little bit. And I think it's very nice how you're coming up. See, yeah.